we welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Katrina Walker. Katrina, how are you?
I'm good. I'm great.
Good.
I am great.
Good, good. Katrina, everyone has a story, and I'm sure you have one too. What is your phenomenal story?
My phenomenal story, and I like to start it, you know, by saying that my mama, she's no longer with us, and I always started off to let you know that my mother described me as, you know, she's a little bitty. She was a little bitty woman, okay, and sitting at her kitchen table in her later years of life, she would put those little scraggly hands down, and she says, "Trina, she's from the South. I've never seen nobody go down and come up." And she put those hands down, AJ, and come, lift them up a little bit and say, "Go down and come up." And she'll come up a little bit further, you know? "Go down and come up." I've never seen nobody do that like you, Trina. And that was my life, just struggle after struggle. I wore many hats, many shoes, but I always came through. And I always tell people, you know what, AJ? I'm not that good. It was through God's grace and mercy that brought me through, you know? But you know what? I always used my head. I always used my good common sense. I always knew that God didn't intend for me to be in the valley. You know, I had four small children. I was married. I was a victim of domestic violence. I saw it when I was coming up. You know, I saw my sister's father just come down in my mama's face when she would be asleep. You know, one of these times she was asleep, and I saw it as a little girl. And I vowed that I would never, you know, I didn't think that would ever happen to me. So, you know, just always being able to figure it out, being hungry, trying to figure out what my children were going to eat, staying in a bad, bad, horrible situation, a horrible marriage for many, many years, and being told, you know, to stay by women, you know, that were abused themselves. But that's what they thought. You know, they said, you won't be able to do any better by yourself with your children. You won't be able to make it. And that was so far from the truth. But just always being able to figure it out, going from homeless, sleeping on folks' floor, being at people's houses, you know, pretending that I'm visiting, you know, just not having anywhere to go with my little children. Had a husband where daylight would hit him in the face, you know. He would be out with different women, you know, just running, live the life of running from him, you know. I can just remember an iron going past my head and my little boy being 4 years old saying, "Mama, duck," you know, just all these things that I went through, and just going from homeless to riding in bread trucks, counting change to get on a bus, to get gas, being hungry at work, starting from a temporary service, getting a job, landing a job where they were going to hire 10 people, interviewed 80, and I was one of them at Federal Express, was able to listen to the owner at the time. Fred Smith would come out and talk about his airplane and tell us about Purple Blood. And I landed a job there and listened to this man use the things that he would teach us and open up a 24-hour daycare center, lead from making nothing to making millions, being homeless to making millions, riding in bread trucks to buying Bentleys, you know. Just, I mean, every struggle you could imagine, you know. Katrina Walker, she's been there, you know. But, you know, I persevered. I've made it, you know, through those hard times, and now I've been able to give back, you know, to help my young mamas, you know, to help, you know, the men that are abused, you know, to not be ashamed of my past. So that's just a little bit about, you know, Katrina Walker. I could go on and on, you know, but that's just a taste of Katrina Walker.
Our guest, Katrina Walker. Katrina, while going through what you went through, did you ever think that you would see what you're seeing now, that you would be that entrepreneur, that philanthropist, that motivational speaker? Did you ever think there's got to be a light at the end of this tunnel?
Yeah. I've always, listen, you know, like I say, the story goes on and on. And that's why, you know what, I have a book out that's coming really soon. It's called Unbreakable. And it's going to tell you everything about my life story from the age of 4 years old. I was brought up in this close-knit in Memphis, Tennessee. See, my mother, I was actually born in Ohio. My mother was a little fast lady, and she went off and told my grandmother she was going, I think, to New York. Well, she didn't tell her that she was going to New York. She said she was going to go get some bread. She left her two children with my grandmother. She stayed gone for about a year, and she went to Ohio, from my understanding, came back with me. So I was a little arm baby, And she told my sister, my mother couldn't drive. So as someone drove up with her, she told my sister to come here. This is the story that's told to me. As my sister came to her, to the car, she handed her this baby. She said, huh, take her. And that's how my life began in Memphis, on a little close-knit community where all the black people, about four streets, that fifth street, we couldn't, it was forbidden almost for us to go over to that little area. You know, I couldn't go over there. My mother, if you go over there, I'm going to beat the blood out of you. But we couldn't go to this area called Chickasaw Gardens. But at four, I knew how to take care of myself. You know, I literally raised myself from four. I knew where I was going to get my meals from. I knew who was going to feed their child a three-course meal. And I just knew how to go and help, you know, older people that would be alone by themselves at about six or seven. At 8 years old, I formed my own business, you know. I had my sisters, them, to wake up. They would be in the bed drooling, get up. So at eight, at nine, I started ironing sheets for ladies, you know, in the neighborhood for their beds. We had moved to a white area. My mother married a man on an agreement. So to make a long story short, I've always known how to get out and make money. And when I made that money, I'd get my group together. And you know what? My mother would leave us one quarter piece. When Trina got them all together at about 8 or 9 years old, and we got through, I got my crew together and we worked, I was able to pay them some dollar bills. So I've always known how to survive, how to get out there. And before the word was hustle, I didn't even know what it was, or being an entrepreneur. I always knew how to make money, you know, how to survive. Like I said, you know, you asked me the question, did I know? I always knew that it wasn't an intention for me to be down in the valley, that I was a hard worker, you know, that I could make things happen. So, you know, to say that I didn't know, I never just really gave it a lot of thought. I just knew that, you know, I wasn't supposed to be this poor person, you know, or without. I always was different. I always wanted certain things, and I always got out and made things happen.
You created a 24-hour daycare center.
I did.
What
I did.
Happened?
And it was unheard of. It was unheard of. Nobody thought about it. You know what? At that time, you know, of course, I was a mother myself. And I was having such a hard time. I promise you, I was having such a hard time. But at Federal Express, I knew, even though I had gotten landed this job, I knew when Fred Smith would come there and talk to us, and he would tell us about having purple blood. And I said, that's all well and good, you know. And he'd post jobs from and hire within the company, right? So I was a young woman, okay? But I knew that I didn't want to work there for the rest of my life, you know. I said, I don't want to, you know, that's good, Fred Smith. You got these planes, and I'm happy for you. But you know what? You teach everything that you're teaching me, people, service, and profit. He taught us about quality service. I said, I'm going to take that and apply it. You got packages. I got children. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to apply it, and I'm going to have precious cargo. And that's what I had. The children were precious cargo to me. And I talked to my parents, you know, my young mamas, and I let them know that, you know, hey, I'm going to offer you all where you can. You know what? Everybody don't work 9 to 5. You can bring your children to me. You can select whatever hours that you want, you know, and the children would roll in and they would roll out. But while the children are with me, you're going to have the best service ever. You won't have to ever worry about your babies. They're going to be in the best of hands. The people that I have that work for me, I handpick every one of them. They got to go through me. They got to have some Jesus in them. They got to love children, okay? That's number one, you know? So, you know, I did this, and you know what? I said, I'm going to make my first $5,000. That $5,000 was $20,000. I'll never forget. I had never seen that much money in my whole life. And look, I kept that daycare going until I had a waiting list. And I'll never forget doing my taxes. I made $3 million. Do you hear me?
Wow.
I perfected that thing, and the people loved me. You know, the children loved me. The mothers loved me. I took it back to the inner city, and I was able to help people. I was able to help the children, you know, and at the same time, I was able to profit from it. And from that, I started buying property. You know, I always thought outside of the box. I always thought outside of the box. People could never see what I was doing until I did it. And from there, I started helping others to start forming businesses, you know. And from there, just multitudes of things just started happening for me, you know, and I started removing all the baggage out of my life, you know, the wrong people, you know, the husband that I had been married to for 20 years since I was a teenager, you know, and just always struggling and all the things that I went through, all the violence, you know. So, you know, I mean, I was truly blessed, but it did not fall out the sky. I'm going to say that, you know, and I do tell people, don't just quit your job. You know, I had a plan. You know, don't just quit your job and no things don't fall out the sky. Katrina Walker had to work very, very hard. And I applauded myself for everything that I did. I kept a journal, and I don't care if it was getting the building, you know, and being able to talk to this person, and that he allowed me to rent this building, you know. So I worked really, 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 really hard, but it didn't work out, and it paid off.
For a person who is struggling, who is trying to make ends meet, but in their mind they say, I've got an idea, and one day I want to do this. What do you tell them?
I tell them don't procrastinate. Don't just say it and keep saying it. Get out there and try it, you know, just a little bit at a time, you know. And you got to know how to manage your money. I didn't have a penny, you know, but I knew how to manage what I had. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you something. Crawl before you walk. That's how I was raised with anything you do. But if you say that you really want to do something, don't procrastinate. Don't sit on it. Do it. I just buried a sister-in-law back in May. This woman could cook. When I say she could cook, oh, my God. She could make oatmeal. A person that don't like oatmeal, she'll make it slide down your throat.
Whoa.
So it's good, yummy. You know, this chick could cook. But you know what? She was a procrastinator, you know? She says, Trina, and she says, I always wanted to be a school teacher. I always wanted to cook for people, you know, but she never did. She always talked about it, but she never did. And it got to the point that her heart was bad and she wasn't able to do it. So we were very close, and I would always talk to her. Her name was Bernice. And I said, Bernice, you know, you need to go ahead and just, you know, try it. But she would tell me, she said, I am the worst person at going on doing stuff, you know, and we'd laugh about it. But, yeah, you have to go ahead and, as people say, step out on faith. You got to go ahead and try that thing. You know, if it's something you believe in, don't sit around and wait on it to happen. Come up with your plan. And I call it POP. Put it on paper. Put it on paper, you know, and talk to yourself about it. You know, this is what I'm going to do, you know, and come up with a plan. Put it on paper. Come up with a plan on what you're going to do. And you start. You step out on that faith, you know, and you try it. You try it. And every little thing that you do, I don't care if you get a building. I don't care if you sold your first cupcake. I don't care what it is. If you doing hair or fixing a car, you get your first customer, you know, applaud yourself. You know, because that is an accomplishment, and you keep on doing it. Because I tell people, you know, if you plant a seed and you go out there and you nurture that seed, it's no way on God's green earth that you're going to go back and it ain't nothing there. You know, you got to keep nurturing that thing. And if you are doing something and it really just ain't working, like say you have a bad car and you're constantly putting good stuff into this bad car and it's just not working, you may need to try something else. But at least you tried. You know, and things that you believe in, you know, try. Try it. Start from the bottom and just work yourself. Graduate and work yourself up and, you know, just work hard at it. Don't give up on what you want to do. I'll tell anybody that. And that's what I did. I've always had stability, and I've always, if I believe in something, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to perfect that thing to the best of my ability. And even if I'm shooting for the sky, even if I get, you know, to the star, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
You know, hey, I'm happy. I'm happy, you know?
It's our guest, Katrina Walker, talking about motivating you, making you want to go out there and go that extra mile. Katrina, you have done such a great job. Let me ask you a
Thank
question.
You.
This might seem like a little simple question, but let me ask you this anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like better, not having money or having money? What's the best one?
You know what? I'm going to tell the truth. I have not had. I have been at work. My stomach was growling. You know, I done stood in the food stamp line, you know. I've gone to a plaza for food stamps, and I sat there, and people have asked me degrading questions like, who buy your toilet tissue? How you buy toilet tissue? You know, I've had a premature baby where I didn't have milk, and I'm sharing this with people because it's my truth. Everybody goes through some of them, been through something in life. Everybody know a crackhead. I could have been one. You know, I thank God that I'm not. But I've been poor, what I'm trying to say, and I've not had. I've been hungry before. You know, I've had to try to figure out what I'm going to do with the light company. You know, if we're going to have light. My mother said light. She made it plural. She's from the South. She wasn't dumb. She was very smart. She said lights, gas, and water. I had to figure out, and this man's laying over here sleeping, snoring. So I have not had, and I've had. It's so much better having But money don't bring happiness, but it do make things a hell of a lot easier.
I know that's right. I guess.
You know, when I used to think about my kids going on a trip to Disney World, and it was just a dream. You know, I knew I couldn't take them, but it's just so much better that, you know, I could put a grandkid in a coffee cup now, you know, if I want to, you know?
I heard
it
that.
It is so much better. Yes, it is better.
I guess Katrina Walker, talking about a phenomenal story, a phenomenal woman, a go-getter, the philanthropist, the entrepreneur. Wow. Motivational speaker, Katrina Walker. Katrina, how can one get in touch with you social media wise? Are you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
All of that. Go to my Facebook, and I got all kind of stuff going on. It's The Katrina Walker, and that's all together, T-H-E. Katrina, like that mean hurricane, but of course you guys know I'm the sweet Katrina Walker, okay? Okay, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, Walker. The Katrina Walker, that's my Facebook, okay? And my Twitter and Instagram is Miss Katrina Walker, and that's M-S Katrina Walker. So Facebook is The Katrina Walker. And also I have a webpage, and that's Miss Katrina Walker as well. Please visit my Facebook, The Katrina Walker. And also let me tell you about the book again.
Okay.
Do not forget, this book is going to take you, AJ, up and your guests around. It's going to make you happy. You're going to be laughing. You know, it's just a great book, and it's called Unbreakable, The Katrina Walker Story, and it's the down-home truth, because I keep it real. I keep it 100, and people love that. You know, people can appreciate the truth.
Katrina, it has been a pleasure. You have definitely motivated me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For having me.
Yeah, you are so welcome. I have enjoyed it. I can go on and on and on.
I can too.
Hey, didn't I know we were going to go
to
this?
Yeah. You're going to have to have me back when that book comes. Okay.
Hey, got to do it. Because I really enjoyed it. Yeah. Thank you so much. Our guest.
Thank you.
Katrina Walker, inside of the Gospel Spotlight. God bless you, Katrina.
Thank you. God bless you as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.